From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed the Islamic State's finance minister, who was responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Haji Iman's death was part of the coalition plan to defeat Islamic State.
And together, we continue to do more and more to bring the full weight of our vast military capabilities to bear in accelerating the defeat of ISIL.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria, nor would he say whether the IS leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sarah, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a Frenchman in the Paris area suspected of plotting another attack. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of Tuesday's attacks.
The United States, I want you to know, is praying and grieving with you for the loved ones of those who have been very cruelly taken from us, including Americans, and for the many who were injured in these despicable attacks.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of the two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. This is VOA News. At least 29 people were killed and 60 others wounded Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. The bombing took place during a match in the city of Iskandaria, about 50 kilometers from Baghdad. Medical officials say the town's mayor was killed in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the Iraqi capital. Iskandaria is part of a mixed Sunni-Shiite area which was once dubbed the Triangle of Death and has been badly affected by sectarian violence in recent years. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reforms. The influential cleric delivered the message through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands in Baghdad. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government by replacing current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make those changes. Christians around the world are observing Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, commemorations there were held amid tight security.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. It was a sparse turnout this year in the wake of 6 months of violence. Jerusalem has been the focal point of a wave of Palestinian stabbing attacks on Israelis, and Israeli police and soldiers were out in force. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
It turns out that Earth is not the only planet in our solar system with aurora borealis, or northern lights. A new study says that Jupiter also has a similar phenomenon. Only the X-ray aurora on the gas giant planet is hundreds of times more energetic and 8 times brighter than what we see here. Researchers say this is the first time that Jupiter's X-ray aurora has been examined thanks to a giant solar storm that hit the planet. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.